Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, double U, double E, ooh wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gonna show you how. We gonna break it down. We gonna break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Dicko.
Hey.
AJ Dicko. 3 times.
Hey.
And I'm saying, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them, and they act right.
Okay. Well, see, I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah, yeah. See, I thought that, yeah, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, P-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. This is the host, T-A-Z, on A-T-A-Z-P, live on Blog Talk Radio and other T-A-Z productions. We have tonight a female group known as Double Impact. First of all, I want you guys to say hello to my co-host, Ant-Man. You in here, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm here, Taz.
Say hello to Double Impact.
Double Impact. How are you guys doing today? It's a pleasure to be talking to you. It's a pleasure to be talking to you guys.
I want y'all to introduce yourselves.
Okay. You said introduce yourself. I'm sorry. Okay, so I'm Audrey, and I'm Leah, and we're Double Impact. We're sisters. We've been doing this for about, two years, three years now?
Yeah.
We started in a group called Changes. From there, we branched off from doing a group that we were in before, which is Dilemma. It was five of us, and now we're doing our own thing, doing shows in different states and writing our own music.
Yeah, that's it, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all right now. When I surfed the net, I heard the sound. I was liking it and tripping. Then I was loving it even more to find out, when I actually met Audrey, that y'all is really young in this thing. So that impressed me even more because I was like, man, I'm feeling this for real. So y'all mind, I know there ain't too many of the men, the little boys listening to this show. So go on, tell y'all ages because I'm just so impressed with listening to y'all going, dang, this is nice right here. Finally, some young kids talking about something, and sounding like y'all old as me. Hey, and I'm dodo. I mean, I'm just like, y'all sound very mature on a lot of these tracks, so I was really impressed. Do you mind giving your ages? If not, I understand.
I'm 17.
I'm 15.
She's 15.
But now, see,
I didn't catch the ages. Say that again.
17 and 15.
Okay, cool.
Very cool, because like I said, when I heard the music, I thought you guys were a little bit more older, but I was like, wow, now I'm really there with you. So what made y'all decide you want to do some music? Obviously, your love for music, but actually coming out and doing it, what made your decision in trying to start songwriting and performing?
Well, it started in this after-school program called Changes, located in South Baltimore. But, we got into the music thing. We started out as singers, and we did our first show at a high school talent show. And after that, we started rapping, and we started getting better and better. So then we just branched off a little bit, as Audrey said, with the group Dilemma, and we became Double Impact. And ever since then, we created this family with other people and other rappers, And ever since then, we've just been striving to do better and better.
Well, that's cool. I'm going to play the first song, Our Team. And Ant, Brother Ant, you're going to be tripping. Anyway, like I was tripping. So I want y'all to introduce the song, Our Team.
Okay. So it's Double Impact featuring another rapper from Rose Entertainment Group, which is the bigger label thing. His name is Bossman. Our Team.
Like Pac-Man, Frozen Entertainment.
active. I can hold you captive with my crazy actions. Rose in Entertainment, we do it big. We crazy masses. Rose in Entertainment Group, yeah, that's the thing. Staying fresh, we the best. We make that crowd scream. Going wild, we got that style. That's how y'all make it seem. But we'll make a scene. That's just our team. Rose in Entertainment Group, yeah, that's the thing. Staying fresh, we the best. We make that crowd scream. Going wild, we got that style. That's how y'all make it seem. But we'll make a scene. That's just our team.
Because I can't hear myself think. When I step up in the booth, you know I'm doing big things. But when everybody's brain, destroy your membrane. Yeah, I called it once, yeah. I never called again. Call me balls, man, cause I'm running the game. Got pizza rock up in my drink. This my nice song, y'all should know my name by now. Every single time I get up on the beat, niggas already know that I'm coming to shut everything down. Cause I came and took the crown, blew it up and brought it back down. Who's the hottest right now? Me, boss man, that's right, with the two Z's. Nobody's better than me, cause I'm two B's. Hit another way from that line of PG. And if you didn't know, the part of the DMV. Hitting all my songs, the only thing I do is tell the truth. And if you lie in your songs, I'm coming to take your niggas to school. Enough is enough. Let's be honest, y'all rappers ain't tough. Y'all put up a front for your fans and little groupies. But you ain't fooling me, cause I'm about to erupt.
Rose Entertainment Group, yeah, that's the scene. Staying fresh, we the best, we make that crowd scream. Going wild, we got that style, that's how y'all make it seem. But we'll make a scene, that's just our team. Rose Entertainment Group, yeah, that's the team. Staying fresh, we the best, we make that crowd scream. Going wild, we got that style, that's how y'all make it seem. But we'll make a scene, that's just our team.
Actually.
You guys said you've been doing this for a couple of years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so how active are your parents? And, you know, because being in a rap game at a young age, you know, a lot of parents don't want their kids to, you know, go down that road. And by you being two females coming up, you know, it kind of like differs for the way that, you know, the parents will raise a boy if he wants to come up in the rap game. So I'm just wondering, how active are they? Are they very supportive with you guys in this? Are they encouraging?
That's funny because our dad's our manager. He's
I guess that answers my question.
I think that steps it on the head right there. And, I mean, if the father is the manager, kind of active in it, ain't he, bro?
You don't even have to answer the question anymore.
No, very supportive. Very in it.
So every show, everything we have, they fund us, studio time. They believe in us. They actually throw shows for us to perform at a lot of times. We throw our own shows.
Okay, that is so cool. And so like your first show, I know y'all had to be butterflying off in the stomach, nervous to death. So I mean, your first show, I mean, did you come out there and just smash it, or were y'all kind of nervous about it, like, you know? Really excited, but nervous about it, I would assume. How did it go with the first show? How did you feel?
Well, my first show wasn't in the kids' experience. You know what? That's one of the first, like, show with people that know, like. Our first show was just kind of people we knew. It was nervous.
It was
we were nervous. It was bad. Because the sound quality of the show went bad, and then Michael worked on the show.
But right.
We were nervous. Yeah.
And you always got to, when you go to a venue or any place that you perform, you know, you always don't know unless you do a mic check way before everybody start coming in to make sure it sounds right. You just never know how it's going to go. And then you just got to be pros and keep going regardless of how it sounds, regardless how messed up it is. Matter of fact, sometimes you got to tell them, just turn the music off. We going Acapulco. In other words, Acapulco. I understand. So when you were in the studio, how did that experience work out? Because I know it was like the first time you was in the studio, and I guess now that you've been doing it for a minute, kind of understand how the studio works. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah. When we go to the studio now, we know exactly what to expect. But our first time... I mean, I would say the first time we got a lot of love in the studio because the way people found out we could sing, they was like, wow, you guys have beautiful voices and everything. So we really got a lot of love from the engineer of the studio and our old manager. She gave us a lot of love. So it wasn't that hard. But at the same time, you know, for the first time recording a song and doing the ins and outs and stuff like that, it's – It can be confusing. That's yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sure y'all pros at it now. And I'm gonna tell you one more thing, because I guess Boss Man and a couple of these other people that you're with, do they do the music as well?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna tell y'all a secret that y'all need to take from me. Learn some software. Learn how to do some music, for real. Learn how to do your own production. I'm serious. If I got to talk to your dad, I'm going to tell him. I'm sure he's going to hear me. Please learn. Now, I mean, I can't stress it enough, because you own everything. Then you own the rights to your songs and everything.
Right.
And are you owning your whole song? In the words of the Marlon Brothers, more money, more money, more money. Feel me? And then that way you can help other people that, you know, need some beats, maybe. Hey, y'all do the production on it. Know what I'm saying? And more money, more money. But I'm just telling you now, learn how to do your own music. Get you a couple software programs and stay steady on the same program. Don't switch back and forth, because you'll never learn by switching different programs. Stay on one program and master it. and make that program your own. Every time they come out with an update, get the update so you can learn, because it's not going to be that much more different when the update come out if you learn the prior one. You know what I'm saying? There'll be a few more changes. Oh, well, you'll learn that in a minute. But they're not going to change the program drastically overnight. So, therefore, get you a program. You can pick any one. A lot of people use Fruity Loops. I know you heard that. A lot of people use Reasons. A lot of people use Pro Tools. Get you a software that you can learn and just stay with it continuously and let that software work for you. That's just a tip from me. Because I do beats, too.
Thank you.
the next song. I didn't mean to get preachy in here. The next song, The Cypher. How did y'all come up with that song?
Oh, my gosh. This song, we heard the beat, we have Icon and Bossman in the room currently. Right now, everybody was on a Cypher besides Double M. And, like, the way we came up with the Cypher, it was like our first family, you know, like, united song that we did. And it was a really great song. Well, how would y'all say it? Y'all want? Anybody else want to talk about this? Boss Man, Icon, anybody? Okay. Mm-hmm. Or you explain that one.
What am I explaining?
How we united the song.
Oh,
okay, so basically we all heard the beat. We were like, oh, that sounds so dope.
Yeah.
So we all took the beats home. Me and Leah went out separate rooms. We wrote, came back, like, 2 weeks later, maybe a week, came back, put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded good, and that's how we did it.
Okay, the song is called Cypher. Double Impact in the house, y'all.
Yeah.
Yo, it's Double M. REG.
Icon.
Double Impact. Boss Man. Let's go. Did I forget to tell you that this is the hottest group out here in Baltimore? Screw fake rappers and anybody that love them. It's a cold world, I'm about to stone cold stun them. You say you bringing tools, go ahead, call a plumber. It'll be a black death light, murder in Uganda. Call me Mr. Fantastic, far from playing average. Your girl hits her hair so hard, his brain damaged. Best rapper I gotta be, you can't spit as hot as me. I kill a verse and then I mega ball like the lottery. Trying to get that money, put my mama on some property. Sending money to the bank like I'm trying to fix the economy. Black hoodie with a bad chick, so you know it's me. Cold world, I'ma heat me up some mobile team. I'm your girl's X-Man, you can call me Wolverine. Murderer, I kill a rapper, dreams and watch him go to sleep. Gas tank on empty, yeah, that means I'm in her ovaries. These rappers talking, I break down.
We be killing all you rappers when we come up to the stage. Like everybody's in the book, but on a different page. If you other rappers will please stop judging me on my age. You know that I'm a beast and I'm coming out of the cage. Coming out for the kill, say dope, but it's popping pills. If you rappers really want it, then battle me on my skills. I write the sickest lyrics, cover up all your chills. Only worry about my dreams and how I can fulfill. I swear these female rappers phony, cheaper than dollar baloney. Yeah, my name is Montana, but you can just call me Tony. Have a mess with my team, we taking it to extreme. We ain't worried about the money, we swimming in evergreen. You can't say that I'm stunting, I ain't tripping off your frontin'. Cause like CEO said, I'ma grind till it's nothing. Whatever fish and muffin, I ain't worried about the bluffing. Cause whatever it is, you ain't nothing.
To have spitters on a beat like this, this is tragic. Me and my team sparking this beat up like it was magic. They told me if I want it, I gotta go out and grab it. So when it beat my way, best believe I'm gonna blast it. I got a flow that you will kill for. You hating on me, you know I kill beats real slow. Call me Kanye West, I got a big ego. I'm headbutting the game, Ocho Cinco. Somebody passing a bottle, it's time to let it go. I'm untouchable, I'm on that legendary flow. You think I'm the best, well somebody else should let them know. Rosa Entertainment breaking down all the doors. Breaking down barriers, I make my own rules. This is my world, y'all just a town fool. They told me they're not expecting a lot from my crew. So we had to give it to them, brand new.
Double Impact, we gon' conquer the world. Take it over, and we taking your girl. And we at Lopez Lounge straight doing our thing. Take it up a notch, and we doing big things. Success is my only option, this rap game I've adopted. Gotta fake it till I make it, won't delay it. Cause I crave it, the need of the music keeps my rhymes updated. Overwhelmed and I'm ready to blow. When I'm kinda thrilled that I'm at my own show. I perform on stage with people that I know. We kill it every time we hit a stage at a show. I'm 17 and I need
invented to win it, a fine cynic. Grind shifted, hind vision, killing a blind witness. Even his mind tripping, giving it time, ripping his mind's limbs up. I can divide people, give me a beat, I kill him with my written zip. I cataclysmic, think your man's is gifted, smacking women, ask for half and half your mistress. City man's is this a parent? Apparently soon, I will perish, father of your flow, though I'm not your actual parent. Alright, hold up, give me a minute to get back up in it. I'm sick and most of you figures, I'm holding your throat and I'm choking you figures. I'm putting the rope when you figures, it's nothing but a cool thing, who bang. We just do things, to do things, it's hinchin. Crew is a crusade, new favor, too Kool-Aid. Cause you sweet as a glitch, fetal positions when I'm leaving. When it's Sidecar, what up? Sidecar, what up?
Yeah, the cipher. I heard Wolverine mention Ocho Cinco in that piece. Dollar Baloney. What?
Yeah.
It did. Then the brother at the end went Twister on me, so I'm feeling it all the way through, for real, for real. That was, who was also with you?
Icon and Boss Man.
I want to say, y'all brothers need to hit me up on Facebook. Audrey, have them all hit me up on Facebook so I can talk to them as well, too. I love the music. I love the style. I mean, I don't listen to a lot of the new stuff, but this I would listen to because I understood everything, followed it through, it made sense, and y'all wasn't talking about the normal stuff, you know, like everybody talking about the same old thing all the time. Always be original. That's another thing I say to all of y'all. Always be original. Keep the same energy, the same focus y'all got. These songs are nice. For real. I listen to music all the time, every day. And I'm telling you, this is kind of hot. Kind of hot. Yeah. Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. I tell you, man.
I know, bro. That had my head shaking, but I still like that one.
Yeah, man, my head ain't bobbed this much in a couple of years. I loved it, man. Oh, my. Y'all got a fan for life in me. I'm going to follow y'all wherever y'all, you know, with y'all music. Because like Taz, you know, like Taz was saying, I don't like too much of what's going on in the hip-hop community today. But like Taz said, you know, I'll definitely listen to this. I will, you know, copy your CDs. I will, you know, this is, y'all got a fan for life. That's all I got to say. I'm real glad that I was talking to you guys and heard your music today because it was different. It was fresh. It was funky. And like Taz said, you understand everything you said. And that's the main
everything,
point, you know?
Everything, which is the cool thing.
I'm glad I was here to listen to this.
Get your message out and make sure it's with clarity and everybody can feel it and understand it. Then come back and repeat some of the stuff y'all saying. See what I'm saying? So I want y'all to give out your information so people can hit y'all up, people can listen to you. Hopefully you'll have a website down the line if you ain't got one now, but just spit out all the information where people can contact y'all at.
Okay, so our website is the Rose Deer Entertainment Group website. It is R-E-G
Music,
M-U-S-I-C dot W-E-E-B-L-Y dot com. R-E-G Music dot Weebly dot com. Our Facebook is Double Impact Music. The other Facebook is Rosie Entertainment Group, R-O-Z-I-E-O. The other Facebook is Boss Man Nation and Official _ Icon, I-C-O-N.
Say that again because you didn't come out on the clear. Boss Man Nation.
Yeah, B-O-Z-Z-M-A-N-N-A-T-I-O-N. And Official _ Icon,
I-C-O-N. Cool. And make sure, Audrey, everybody hit me up on Facebook. Be my friend, and we'll talk. For real, for real. I loved you guys. Keep doing what you're doing, and keep music out.
Yeah, we want to know where y'all was located. Where you all were located.
I live in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Ant-Man, go on and tell them where you at.
Yeah, right now I'm in Washington, D.C. right now I'm in Washington, D.C., but coming up here next week, actually, Taz, next week I'll be moving to OKC. I'll be in OKC next week.
Okay. Yeah, we'll come down there and we'll come down there and do a show or two. Three.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. I'll be right there. I'll have a front row seat with my. I have a sign. I'll have a sign in my hand with you guys' name on it.
Just friend them up. I'll suggest you be Audrey's friend, and then she'll get us in contact with everybody else. Again, Double Impact. Thank you, and hey, keep on doing that music.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was hot.
Gorgeous said it for me.
I know, but you
Taz.
Yeah, we back here. And we got Marva on the line. Marva, you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's her.
Do we really got to talk to Marva today? I mean, does she really have to be
okay,
on
I can get off, no problem. That's no problem. I can get right off, for real. Really.
Come up.
That wouldn't be no problem at all. Put me on mute.
Damn, what are you talking about, Marva?
Look, put me on mute. I just listen. How about that?
I love you, Marva. Stay on the line, damn it.
I love you too, Marva. Don't pay me no mind.
Put me on mute. I'll stay on the line, but put me on mute.
I'll
be the backseat driver.
Do you got on a TV or something?
Yeah, I got my TV on. I was watching some singing.
And stuff.
I like to sing, so I'm sorry. My bad, yo. I got it on
mute.
Come on,
Diana Ross.
I ain't singing anything.
Now, before we get into the soap opera reason, I like I was saying before, man, those girls are hot cats. They go on play.
Yeah, they are, and at a young age, I'm very
proud of them. Well, I just like their
them.
Page. One of their pages, the Double Impact. I was listening to you guys.
Oh, okay,
look,
cool.
You heard it?
Uh-huh.
Well, so you heard my
I just like the Double Impact page, the page they have. One of the pages.
They're,
they say that two of them, so.
Yeah, they're smooth. They're going places.
Yeah, I really liked them. Like I said, when I heard it, I didn't know how old they were, and I was like, wow. I'm
how
really
old are they?
Y'all now. That y'all
how old
younger
are they?
And it sounding really good and got a good understanding
what?
About, you know, making head shake. Because I was shaking in here like, yo, I like that song.
How old are they? The one was
17 or 15.
And the other was 15.
You heard that, Mom?
They both 17?
17 and 15.
Oh, 15 and 17. Wow, very young.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's cool. That's why I was
and
like,
they rap?
Wow. I'm feeling y'all more now.
They rappers, right? Correct?
And they singers, too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But let's get into this. It's Black People in Action, a.k.a. Urban Peeps. And as we know, the girls, wild with the drugs, dude upset about, At Royal is upset about his ex-Vietnam buddy blaming him for him losing his legs, which really wasn't his fault. Sharon having problems with her husband, who is actually cheating on her, as we found out.
Right.
And
some fast butt girls.
Yeah, I said the girls acting wild. And also the head gangster in town, well, the main gangster in town, made an appearance in the first set. So here we go with... here we go with it. Urban Pete 7.
Okay.
The Blue Light Club was full of cheers after One Love left the set. The group had brought the house down. Very fine event, Dokes. Darkins and his crew got up from their table with John Dokes standing near them. Yes, sir, One Love really performed tonight, Dokes agreed. Mr. Watson go to the back, get the total sales for the night, dark and smile. Don't think I forgot, Dokes. We will get our percentage. Dokes did not say anything. Cheer up, John, John, Darkin said as he was leaving out the door. It was a good night. Damn you, Darkins, John, Dokes muttered under his breath. Wanda and Charmaine was backstage to greet both their brothers. One love, hey, Wanda said as she hugged Judy Payne, the lead singer. We sure put one down tonight, Judy exclaimed. Yeah, y'all threw down, Wanda told Junior and the rest of the group. Yes, yeah, sis, this kicks off our U.S. tour. Hopefully, we'll be successful, Junior remarked. Roscoe shook his head. We will be. We will be. Let's get on the ball. We're supposed to be in the ATL at 10 in the morning. Jetty Dice Jones announced, looking at the schedule. Oh, yeah, that's right. We have an interview with WTYZ, Solomon told them. Big time, big time, Clint laughed. We sure going to miss all of y'all. Yeah, we're going to miss New York local, the people, our families. Judy sounded sad. Don't worry, you guys will be on TV, radio, and everything. It'll be as if you were right down the street, Wanda remarked. But Junior hugged her, but we won't be. And he looked at Clint. Yo, dude, you take care of my sister. You know this kid, she's in good hands, Clint reassured him. Well, this is it, Roscoe said. You guys take care of yourselves, and we'll make this whole city proud. We know, Clint and Wanda both said together. The next day, at the Trick Corporation. Yes, Cheryl, please have those reports before close of business, John said over his intercom on his desk. Just too much work and not enough time to do it. James looked at his desk and thought of all he wanted to do was sleep, especially after last night at the Blue Light Club. Mr. Byrne, Cheryl's secretary called out. There is a Mr. Atwell on line 2. Do you wish to answer it? Yes, yeah, Cheryl, put it through. The phone rung and James answered. James Byrne speaking. Yes, Mr. Byrne, this is Lance Atwell. I would like to make a business proposal to you. What is it, Mr. Atwell? Well, Mr. Burns, this concerns the takeover of Philip and Myers Corporation. Philip and Myers, I heard of them. They're big in computer technology, right? Explain to me about taking them over. Well, Mr. Burns, I own 70% of the stock. And with your help, we can own them for our very own use. This sounds interesting, Mr. Atwell. Atwell, I could arrange with your secretary to meet tomorrow for lunch to talk it over some more. James thought about it. Yes, that would be fine, sir, he told him. Talk to you later, Mr. Byrne. Atwell hung up the phone with a smile. Phase one of his plan was complete, he chuckled to himself. Thank God it's Saturday, Wanda said to herself while lying in the bed. There was some noise coming from the living room, and Wanda got up to the bedroom door and cracked it open. I'm sorry, Sharon, but I had to work last night, George tried to explain. Again? You worked a double again? She asked. With all this overtime, we should be rich around here. Look here, baby, I'm sorry, she interrupted. That's the real problem. You're sorry. I know you are sorry, but explain that to our son. Explain to him why you couldn't make his opening night. George just shook his head. George, Sharon said, crying, I can't be disrespected by you again. Leave this house. Please leave this house. I don't care where you go. Just leave me alone. Sharon went into their bedroom and locked the door. Sharon, no, George pounded on the door. We can work this out. Please, Sharon, damn, Wanda cursed as she closed the door back. I'll have to find you out, Daddy. I will find out who or what is making my dad late for his own family all of the time, Wanda thought to herself.
Please, baby, please. He sounds like James Brown. Please. Give me one more chance.
Stupid. Wow.
Oh, that nigga was on the—he was on his knees, and they were putting the cape on him. Come on, you gotta go.
You know he was about to put him in a doghouse.
That sounds like the typical.
Yeah.
Dude,
put that leash on.
The typical dude who knew he did wrong and stuff, and he realized he's losing a good thing, begging and pleading to come back and stay.
See, us good women are hard to find. See, you know he messing up.
Okay, what about Wanda, who is one of, you know, the drug girls, actually saying, I'm going to find out about my dad because I'm sick of this herself. So,
well, you know, I think with that situation, she going to, I don't think she's going to really find out as long as she keeps messing and doing what she's doing. Because I still say she got a destiny. With the drug kingpin, the one that's coming, I forgot his name, Taz, but
Parkins.
Yeah, she gonna run into that dude sooner or later, and stuff. So I don't think she gonna get the answers that she gonna want, at least not right away, and stuff. So she gotta handle that first.
Marvin, what do you think about the guy with no legs talking to James, setting up a meeting so they can conquest this company together?
I think he gonna rig that, because I think he's still mad about what's going on with, you know, how he got the money in the first place and how he made more money than him. So he's going to try to set him up, I think.
I know, but I'm just listening. It makes good conversation. We're in the middle of between the little readings. Here's number 8. This will give you some more insight to Urban Peace.
At the Country Club Hills. Yeah, tell him to get back with me tonight. Donald S. Darkins hung up the phone abruptly. Steph Watson walked into his office. Yo, you called Dee Dee? Yeah, Mr. Watson, we have a little trouble with our business associates in the drug field. They're late with the money. Watson sounded surprised. And you got it, sir. There'll be some new associates after we, Watson patted his chest for his .357 pistol inside his chest holster, after we have a talk with them. Excellent, Darkins laughed. Handle yours. Watson left the office. Just as he left, Josephine Fields walked into the office. Hello, Josephine. And why am I in your lovely presence? Darkins smiled. Josephine laid the money sack down on his desk. Darkins picked it up and let it drop back down again. Business picked up for you hoes, huh? He asked. It was good this month. I have a problem with our security arrangements. Josephine looked at him hard. Jojo lodged with Mr. Watson. He is the man running my show. Besides, I was hoping this visit was for pleasure. Darkins stood up from behind the desk and walked over to her. Josephine kissed him on the lips gently, but then she backed away from the desk. I'm sorry, Donnie. I have to get back to my business. Maybe next time we can do that baby old thing we did the last time. It's all the way cool with me, Miss Fields. Darkins laughed with her as she left. Damn, life is good if you're bad, he thought to himself. Sharon was crying on her bed in her bedroom when the telephone rang. Hello, can I speak with Mrs. Glaze? A man's voice asked. Yes, Sharon sounded puzzled. This is her. Hello, dear, this is Wallace Mitchell. Did I catch you at a bad time? No, Wallace. Sharon wiped away the tears. I was thinking about what happened between us last night. And if you're still unhappy, Wallace asked, I would like to see your pretty face sometime in the future. Oh, Wallace, Sharon smiled. What you're saying is sweet, but I just can't. Sharon tried to sound convincing. I figured as much, but I want you to know that the offer is still there any time, Wallace told her. Thank you, dear, but I'm okay. And I'll see you around, Sharon said. Remember, Sharon, any time. Wallace hung up. Wallace Mitchell, police chief, you give me something to think about. Sharon wondered to herself. Well, here we are, Clint told Wanda Glaze as he pulled up across the street from where George's car was parked. Now, who is my daddy seeing? Wanda wondered as she looked around. Maybe one day, Clint suggested, you could come over when he's not here and you check it out. Yeah, that's a thought. But I would like to find out what's going on in there right now. Wanda looked at the house. Please stop, girl. I just can't stand it, George said as Penny kept kissing him all over his body. Now come on, boo, you liked this the last time, Penny Washington encouraged. Yeah, dear, but this is extremely nerve-wracking, George said while trying to run away from her off the bed. Your old ass can't handle a younger woman, Penny laughed. I may be old, but I whipped you before, and I'll whip it again. Hear that? George looked at her. Come on, come on, Penny said, laughing real hard at him. The heck with you, girl. George just waved his hand. That's what I want you to do. Come on, Georgie Porgy. You know what? George said as he was laughing still at Penny. What, Penny said, smiling at him. My square wife is nothing like you. I mean, we have fun and we laugh together, George said. What is a relationship without any fun? Penny said. And besides, you wouldn't be here if you had a good time at home. You're right, George agreed. Come here and let me whip it one more time.
Yeah. George, and he in hoism now.
The hoinator.
He tried to tear it up. And, brother, and Wanda found where the house at. Followed the dad there and seen his car. And her boyfriend suggests she go in there and talk to whoever it is in there. They don't know who it is right now.
It's gonna be a lot of drama. It's gonna be a lot of drama and a lot of mess. Whenever they do find out what's going on, it's gonna be a lot of mess going on. So.
Marvin, what do you think about the coming on to share? Like,
what
after
do you think about who?
The police chief that was smiling at her at the table when the concert was going, he called her back to ask her out.
I would have told him go kick rocks.
But she was having problems with her husband, so I mean, you know, it's kind of enticing.
Well, I mean, you having problems with in your relationship, then you got to fix it. Either break it and move on, or you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Two wrongs don't make it right.
But you like what she told him because she didn't go for it.
That's a good thing.
What you think about the gangster trying to come on to the girl that run the prostitution in the town?
Well, he's doing what he's limited to do. I mean, as far as the person to let him go, he's gonna go.
In other words, that's what they do.
Yeah. Oh, you saying that's what y'all do?
Yeah, that's what they do.
No. Not us. That's what they do. That's what they got.
refined. Did you? I am so refined. How dare you?
I am so sorry.
I am not a Look, and I'm
you
not,
are not a player, huh?
I'm not a cad.
How far
are you a cab driver?
I know one thing. He picked up the money and let it fall. Said money was low for you hoes this week. Just by the drop of the money hitting the desk, you can tell how much it is. What? That's your
there,
time,
Robert. He throw money like that, he can give it over here. You see what I'm saying? That's why he's playing.
Marva, how dare you insinuate that about us?
Oh, stop it. I'm the only female on the planet. I'm on this thing here, so I got to have something to say.
I was sitting here with my legs crossed, but I got to keep.
We can start our own soap opera right now. How about that?
I'm just sitting here drinking my cup of tea with my pinky out.
That's huh? What y'all do you. It is tea just, time. You
yes,
say?
I'm drinking. Yes, exactly. I'm drinking my tea with my pinky out.
Wow.
Let me go get my tea so I can kick up my heels. And listen,
no. That's a negative. That's a negative, Captain. Captain Stubby, that's a negative.
Because we are so cultured.
We ain't on a love boat, Captain Stubby.
That's
a negative. No.
At the Blackberry Dining Inn, James Byrne was escorted to Lance Atwell's table. Hello, Mr. Atwell. James looked to see that Atwell was in a wheelchair. Excuse me, sir, do I know you? I don't know, Mr. Byrne. You seem to look familiar to me also. Atwell played it off. I just can't picture, but you remind me of someone. I knew long time ago. James shook his hand. Well, anyway, you had told me on the phone about taking over the stock at Philip and Myers. Atwell reached into his briefcase with papers. Yes, Mr. Byrne, he said. I own 70% of the stock that's out there, and here are all the other stockholders that owe the rest of the 30%. If you bought them out, me and you both could own Philip and Myers together. I thought of you because with the technology at the Trix Corporation blended with Philip and Myers, we could stand to make millions of dollars. Atwell gave him the papers. James was reading the reports. Then he asked, do you have the financial earnings of the company for the last 5 years? Atwell reached into his briefcase again. The last 10, he said. James smiled as he grabbed the reports. As you see, Mr. Byrne, Philip and Myers has steadily grown in the past 10 years. The possibilities for expansion and growth would be greatly enhanced if you were to accept my offer. Atwell smiled. I see, Mr. Atwell. James nodded his head in approval. I have to talk to a few of my personal assistants and the vice president about this, and also I got to get with my board of directors. So after I talk to them, I'll be getting with you. James shook his hand. This has been very profitable, Mr. Byrne. Atwell smiled as he took a sip of his drink. Well, here's the place, girlfriend, Charmaine said to Wanda as they pulled up in front of Albert Bell and Jimmy Perkins' home. There are a lot of cars here, Charmaine, Wanda said. Charmaine just waved her hand. Just busy. We'll get our shit and be off to the club in no time, Charmaine assured her. Okay, cool. Wanda and Charmaine got out and approached the door. As they got to the door automatically opened. Ladies, Albert Bell opened the door for them to enter. "What's up, Al?" Charmaine said. "Oh, this is my best girl, Wanda Glaze." "What's going on besides that body, Miss Glaze?" Jimmy Perkins announced as he came out of the back room. "Nothing is going on here," Wanda snapped back. "A feisty one." Albert looked at Wanda. "Excuse me, my friend Jimmy, he is always direct and to the point." "I can be also," Wanda snarled back. "But anyway," Charmaine changed the subject, "I'm looking for some of that bomb stuff I had the last time." "You mean me?" Albert laughed with Jimmy out loud. "Look here, does any of these freaks come with my purchase?" a young man asked Albert. "Ned, these women ain't freaks." "And hell no, they are my friends," Albert corrected him.
"Any friend of yours is a friend of mine." Ned got close to Wanda and grabbed her butt.
Wanda turned around and smacked him hard in the nose.
"Oh, dang!"
Ned yelled, holding his face.
"You crazy black witch?"
"Witch? Who in the hell are you calling your punk at?" Wanda started to hit him again, but Jimmy got between them. "Ned, get the hell out of here," Jimmy yelled, holding Wanda back.
"Damn bitch,"
Ned mumbled out the door. "Pick up your nose, punk," Wanda yelled back. "Girl, your friend is real wild," Albert said to Charmaine. "I agree." Charmaine looked at Wanda crazy. "Hurry the hell up, Charmaine," Wanda said, still being held down by Jimmy.
"And let go of my arm, nigga."
She snatched her arm back. "You're just hostile, girl," Jimmy laughed. "Here," Albert said to Charmaine as he gave her a plastic bag of weed. "It's all good, girl. I'll get my payment later. Just take Frazier Ali out of here." "Come on, Wanda, let's bounce." Charmaine grabbed her and headed for the dough.
Yeah. That go to show, this piece right here show you how Wanda is. Her temper is like, man, fuck it. I'm going to knock a nigga out. If he disrespect me, I'm going to fight anybody who's trying to fight me. So that's the way I wanted her character to be. Real.
Ooh.
Hey, geez, I ain't taking shit. Hey, Marva, I know you got something to say. Go on.
Yeah,
well, in the drug house fighting, I know.
She ghetto fabulous. She's short tempered though. I mean, but she really trying to, you know, run the show and you know, make them see that she, you know, she bad like that. You know, you ain't gonna
she
touch
don't
me
kill.
Like,
that's the way, you know? I wanted to write her and portray her as.
Yeah, she didn't give a rat's behind. She was just like, hey, mm-mm.
You ain't touching my butt, Nikki. Let's hurry up. Let's get the hell on out here. Too many cars already.
She telling him to do the Martin. The junk
when she said, it's just too many cars out here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Go
right.
on, Aunt. Your impression of.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate here.
You always do. So go ahead.
In that type of atmosphere, with those type of people. What did she think the dude was going to do? What did she think the dude was going to say to her? You know what I'm saying? She, you know what I'm saying?
She was kind of like, after, you know, after Albert said, look here, these freaks ain't, you know, they ain't freaks. They my friends, and, you know, you need to respect. She was kind of like, well, you know, since he said it, they ought to chill. This is his place, but old boy grabbed that butt. You know how Negroes are.
I mean, we know stuff ain't for free. We not for one minute. It ain't for free. We know that. But all I'm saying is, in that atmosphere, and they smoking up a whole lot of blood, you know, dude gonna come in there, dude gonna look and say, yeah, that's what I'm talking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. I understand.
Typical
that's
man.
Why I wrote
typical
it like
man. Devil's advocate. typical man, you know.
I try to make it real as possible.
But
I've never been
because,
in a drug
just album. Because you might look good don't mean they could touch, okay?
That's right.
No.
That's right. I know Marvin appreciated me having wanted to turn around and smack that dude in the nose.
I would have did that. I did it before.
And he's like, hey, I went to a club.
A guy tried to snatch me up by my feet, and I was talking to my girlfriends at the table. He tried to snatch me out of my seat and yanked me out, and he almost like knocked my arm out of socket. He grabbed the wrong hand because he grabbed my right hand. I'm left handed. When I stood up, I smacked the heck out of him. Left my handprint on his face.
But Barbara, we're talking two different things here. I'm going to.
No, you don't touch nobody though. No kind of way.
Hold on. I'm just going to go out on a limb here.
That's
okay?
Being respectful. You can't be just touching people because you think you can.
Praise God.
I
don't care what kind of environment it is. You know what I'm saying? Respect is respect. I mean, come on.
Praise God.
I mean, if a female come in there and start feeling on a guy in his private areas, you be like, what in the whoa? Hey, whoa. You know what I'm saying? So don't grab on the booty and titties and stuff. That's not cool.
Well, Barbara, I was trained better than that. I at least tell the lady you got to give me a couple of dollars.
Wow.
I was raised better than that.
Wow. So you turn into a $2 hoe.
I'm just trying to tell you, ain't nothing free.
Right, that's true. You sure enough right about that.
Ain't nothing free.
Sure enough right, definitely.
If you go grab, make sure your hands ain't cold and...
But I'm just saying, this goes both ways, you know, get respect and stuff. You know, if she wanted him to touch her, she would have made that contact with her eyes and stuff. I mean, you got that... I mean, women got the way of, you know, letting a guy know how they feel, and the guy saying vice versa. So if she really wanted him to touch her at the time that happened, then she would have said so. You know, I mean, she would have made known to, you know, like it was
right.
Okay to do that. But you just can't assume it and do it.
Brother Ann, what do you think about Atwell making that proposal to James about them collectively buying out the corporation Philip and Myers?
They're both shady, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if I know if I was me, if I was in that situation, I would go to the department store, and I would get me a ski mask, and I would rob the hell out of both of them.
Rob don't work.
They ain't even get a ski mask. Oh my God.
Yeah,
like a
devil
Spider-Man suit on, you know.
Play devil's advocate. Yeah, right.
Black Spider-Man suit on.
With the devil's rope. Let alone the advocate.
Oh, yeah. They're going to wake up
and look at their books again and say, what the hell happened?
Yeah. Oh. Okay, here's part 10, Urban Peeps 10.
The next day at St. Luke's Church of God of Christ, Sharon Glaze was in attendance without her husband, George Glaze. George had never came back home last night, which made her more upset, and it pushed her headaches to an all-time high. She was reading her Bible when all of a sudden a familiar voice said, God bless you, Sister Glaze. Well, if it isn't Wallace Mitchell, the police chief. Here in church, she smiled. Are you alone? She nodded, yes. May I talk to you for a moment? Sure you can. She slid over in the pew and gave him enough room so he could get a seat. I'm sorry if any way that it seemed as though I was trying to impose myself on you, he said. I was in the blue light and had a few too many drinks, which made me feel big, bad, and bold. I'm so sorry if it offended you. None was taken. It was a compliment. Really. I took it as a compliment, Sharon said. In the phone call the other day, Sharon cut him off in mid-sentence. I understand. You made my day with the phone call. Don't get me wrong, Wallace. I think you're a big old sweetheart. But if I were to be with you now, I would be as wrong as my husband. Once I straighten out my life with George and it's officially over, I then will call you. Thank you, Sharon. I'll be waiting on that phone call. I hope that you will. Sharon thought to herself. Charmaine Robinson walked directly to the pew that Wanda Glaze was sitting at. So you're supposed to meet Clint here today at church? Charmaine asked. Yes, Wanda said. Wanda was looking around throughout the church. Charmaine looking also as she noticed Sharon sitting all alone. There's your mother, all alone here at church. Where's your father? Wanda just shook her head sadly. He did not come home last night, Charmaine. It makes me sick, the way he treats her. I thought you were going to find out where your dad be kicking it at. Oh, but we did, Wanda smiled. Clint suggested that I come over there when my dad isn't around so I can check out who this hoe. Wanda, you're in the house of God, Negro. Well, check out who she is. Wanda cleaned up what she was trying to say. Charmaine looked at her funny. That's like playing CSI, L.A. Law, ain't it? Oh, well, Wanda said nonchalantly, it's time my father gets busted. He went down doing the wrong thing. I still think you're playing with fire, Charmaine said. Let me change the subject. It will seem funny not seeing your brother Junior in the hallways of the school tomorrow. Yes, my big brother is on a world tour. Wanda just smiled. And they both said, what love, together with a laugh. So does he have a tutor for his last year of school? Charmaine asked. Yes, he does. The record company will set him up so he'll graduate with his class, which is cool. Yeah, that is cool, Wanda. Charmaine looked around the church again and spotted Clint opening up one of the main chapel doors, which was directly in front of them. There's your sweetie walking towards us, Charmaine announced. Clint Worm was dressed in a black lapel-less suit with matching black shirt and silk black tie. He smiled as he approached them. God bless you both, sisters, he said. No, honey, God bless you for real. Charmaine just smiled. I must testify, Sister Robinson. God most certainly did, Wanda agreed. Clint looked at them both and whispered, y'all need Jesus. That's exactly why we're here, kid, Charmaine said. Clint looked at them both again and said, look here, ladies. As you know, I'm ushering today, so I can't sit with you and talk about people like y'all do every Sunday. And Charmaine repeated back, don't worry, Clint. We got your back today. You usher the church, and I'll crack jokes on all these freaks in here. Shh. Girl, you're in rare form, Charmaine, Wanda told her. Clint laughed as he whispered in Wanda's ear. After church, I will gladly treat you and Miss Thang over there to some brunch. Wanda smiled. That would be nice, baby. She kissed him on his cheek, which caused him to pull out his handkerchief to wipe the red lipstick away.
A church scene. We get a church scene in the midst of all this drugs. Brother Ant.
That didn't sound like no church scene. Nah, that sounded like something else.
They not going there to hear no church choir. They not going there to hear no preachers preaching. They want to go there and pick at all the folks that they think is not doing right at the church. that shows you that their that shows you where their mindset is at right now. They're going there to pick at other folks. That's funny.
It ain't high school, man. Come on. You gotta understand.
Was it realistic, Marvin?
Yeah, it was very realistic.
I just wanted to make sure. I'm trying to get that point across.
No, but the narrator cracked me up. He all so smooth with it.
Oh, my bad. I didn't even think about the narrator's performance.
Right. He all gliding across the floor, you know, stuff like that.
I was reading crazy that day. What did you think about George walking up, not George, but Wallace, the police chief, walking up on Sharon before it even started to just say he was sorry?
He wanted to get with her.
And she said the right thing in a woman's eyes. And I'm talking to Marva. I was just want to say, was that the correct answer she gave?
Yes, it was.
Is that the same thing you said a scene before?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, did Marva
It's respect. Give respect, you get respect. That's you know, she was demanding her respect. You know, hey, you know, I ain't like that, so don't try to come at me that way.
But after it's over, I'll probably call you.
Right, I may.
I don't know.
Let me think about it.
I
give you a year.
Because I was like to myself, Marva done read the story. If she said it the way you said it, you said it a scene ago, and then she came out and reiterated what you had said.
You know, we women think the same, so hey.
Got perspective off in this thing. Being around enough of them, I kind of understand y'all a little bit.
Yeah,
not
a
lot. Yeah. A little bit.
Well, we ain't all the same though, either though. So I mean, but we have some similarity, you know, standards. So.
Right. Everybody ain't the same. I understand. Brother Ant. You agree? You disagree?
I
don't agree.
See, I know he's gonna play the devil advocate again. So
I know he's gonna play devil advocate.
Cause he ain't nothing but the devil.
He ain't supposed to disagree on everything. Something he's supposed to agree on.
For real.
I'm playing devil's advocate again. I don't care what nobody say. It's not like if she didn't lead that lifestyle, that dude wouldn't do what he be doing to her. Yeah, it's plain and simple. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's just going about it in a different way now. He's apologizing. He's still going to get in. I still think he's going to hit the draw. She's still going to give in to him. You know? What's the difference? What's the difference?
He just went all the way through. I'm going to get this last one in. This is Urban Pete's 11. We're up to 11. And here we go.
Donald S. Darkins walked the sidewalk to 1414 Sand Towers townhouses. He rung the doorbell to the elaborate dwelling. Josephine Fields answered the door in a beach towel that was wrapped around her like a pink sundress. Now that's what I'm talking about, Josie. You in that towel. Good. Donald smiled. Hold on now, player. I just got out of the shower. Think I did this for you? Ha! She laughed as she walked in and Darkins followed her into the back bedroom of the lavish townhouse. Why did you come here anyway, Dee Dee? She asked. I hope not to see me get dressed in front of you. Darkins just waved his hands. If I must say so, you do look ever so good in that towel. Josephine laughed to herself. Why did you come here, Dee Dee? I thought we could do a little something, Darkins said. Something today. Let me take you out to go get some dinner. We can go dancing. We got to hang out and do something. Josephine looked at him real crazy. That sounds nice, Dee Dee, but why me? Why do I get your very busy attention? Darkins smiled. Because you're my friend as well as my lover, he told her. Can't a brother do something nice for his friends once in a while? Yes, Josephine said. But don't you have other friends on more serious level than me? Darkin sat down on the bed and looked at her. I do, but Josie, we have fun together. Most the women that seem to be interested in me is because I have money, power, fame, or because I just look too damn fine. Josephine laughed out loud along with him. You had me convinced until the fine part, she said. But seriously, we practically grew up together. When you moved up here from Kentucky, we will always be friends, no matter how close you get with someone else. I still can't believe there is no one special in your life. Darkin just shook that off and said, you are my dear. You're the special one. Stop worrying about me. And get ready, woman. My limo awaits us. Josephine just let her hair down and took the towel off as she began to dry off. Just quote some of that Shakespeare to me while I'm getting dressed. I love the way you speak it to me, Josephine told her. To sex. Or not to sex? Now that's the question that we got to answer after dinner, Darkin said. At the Blackberry Dining Inn. Three, sir, the waiter asked Clint. Clint shook his head, yes, and the waiter took him, Wanda Glaze, and Charmaine Robinson to their table. I know you said we were going to eat, but not this extravagance, Wanda remarked. Thank you, Clint, for... It's all good, Clint smiled. This sure is a change from last night's activities, huh? Charmaine asked Wanda, who quickly kicked her in the leg. Damn! Charmaine rubbed her leg. What activity? Clint asked. Oh, she's talking about the food at the club, baby. It was real nasty, Wanda lied. I guess it was, the way y'all going on. I'm going to the men's room. Excuse me, Clint got up. As Clint got out of sight, what the hell was that kick for? Charmaine asked. Girl, Clint don't know about my drug dealing or buying, Wanda explained. What? Girl, I thought Clint knew all about that. I thought he was cool with it. He ain't. I just want you to keep this on the down low as much as possible. I don't want him to know, or I don't want to know how he'll react, Wanda told her. Okay then, Charmaine looked around the restaurant. Just keep a sister warm and not kicked. I'm sorry, Charmaine, I'm very sorry, Wanda said. Damn, all the celebs be in here, Charmaine said, looking around. There's the man, Donald S. Darkins, and some pretty woman with him, and his bodyguards. Charmaine looked in amazement. I would give him some if he wanted me. Knowing you, girl, you give a big deed country Bama some, Wanda said. How big is this D again? Charmaine and Wanda laugh together.
That concludes the reading. Okay. What do you think about Darkins trying to hook up with the head lady that run all the prostitution in the city? And she like, I can't believe you ain't got nobody else.
Who you want to answer that?
Go ahead, Mr. Go against me every time I say
that's kind of funny to me right there, because how does he think that this woman is not going to, you know, put it? I mean, she's gonna want money for this. You know what I'm saying? Her time is precious.
I don't know about that, man.
She can't. They've had sex before. Let me clarify that. She ain't gonna charge you.
But this is a different
thing. He run the whole city. She ain't gonna charge the boss.
Man, you can tell just by the way she was talking. What did she say? She said, "I can't believe that nobody has got you by now. Come on, man. He's sitting up there throwing so many hints at her and stuff. And she's still not going for it."
Well, on the real, I'm gonna tell you this too. She's like trying to get him to be with somebody else, not her. She's not interested that way. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I mean.
She likes him, and she thinks he's cool, but she's like, you're the man. You're supposed to be with somebody else. We practically like brothers and sisters, even though we playing around and have fun every now and then, but we like brothers and sisters up together.
And that's
you
my
know.
Point. She's not interested in him, but he's throwing all types of lines at her, and he's trying to hit on her, but she's not going for it. That's my point.
And he's doing that because he's comfortable with her, and they've been together before. That's the only reason he's doing that.
But again, my point is, she's not interested in him. Not in that manner. Not now, not anymore. You know what
right.
I'm saying? That was my point from the beginning. You know?
Marvel, what do you think?
I mean, I'm going to go against him. No, seriously, no. She know what she's doing. She trying to play, you know, her pimp cards and stuff. So, I mean, she got to do the right thing though. Instead of her trying to act like she in control of everything.
What about the girls when Charmaine almost let it out the bag? Dude, at the drug house.
Oh yeah, she almost told on her, but you know I think she might wind up still telling him. She's going to tell him on a low. You ain't here for me.
Yes,
you ain't.
I have to agree on this one.
It's
going to come out of
The water bucket has fell out the... what? I love you guys for listening to the story Inside the Mind of TAZ. It's hard to predict me. I don't go like regular scripts. It goes the other way all the damn time. Like my wife told me, she said, "You sound, every time I read something, it goes totally around the other block. And I'm thinking it's going to go this way, and it don't." She said, "That's why I like it, because I can't figure this out."
Yeah. That's how it's supposed to be, though. I mean, if you look at the soap operas, you think it's going to go one way, and it goes another way. That's really what you're trying to bring across. So, you know, it gets you thinking
you
all different
right now,
kind of ways.
I've been looking at soap operas so long, I could guess everything that's going on. And that's why it's so sad for me. Because
right.
I'm sitting there... got this one. I got that. Now, every now and then, it's a pleasant surprise when you don't get one. And you go,
right.
Oh, okay, I like that one. Y'all
right.
threw me for a loop on that one, but, you know, I want to be thrown all day long. See, I want to be going, where I'm thinking about it going, damn, I might be wrong. That's exactly how I want to be.
Or just say, you just wrong.
That too.
But you are.
I want to be tagged. Taz, if this ever hits the news shelves, or you know, what I want to do is, like, when I go to the grocery store and I'm standing in line and you get one of those Soap Opera Weekly Digest books, magazines, so that you can kind of, like, get a view of the
A feel
of the
what's
future.
Going on.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of like what I want right now.
You need to bring it to life, though, for real.
You know what? I am friends with a couple people that do their own soap opera as well, black soap opera. They're in town, and they do a lot of DVD. They do a lot of filming. Matter of fact, they've been on the show before.
Right.
I'm friends with a couple other people in Hollywood, too, that I know. So, I mean, you know, it's just all of a matter of opportunity.
I mean, I'm just saying, it need to go. I mean, they got the All My Children, you know, One Life to Live, Younger Than Restless, We ain't got no black soap opera. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
we did that. We did a few years ago. It was called Generation.
Yeah.
But that didn't last long at all.
It depends on who the writer is, and also depends on who the producer is too. If a person ain't producing it right and writing the scripts right, it ain't gonna turn out. But I mean, this is really interesting to want to listen to over and over. You know what I'm saying? So it can be repeated. Versus, you know, some of these other soap operas, I'd be like, oh, I already know what's going to happen, you know, years on. I didn't watch the years before, and
well,
I still know what's going to happen. So,
if you want to talk about prostitution and people smoking weed and stuff like that, yeah, Taz, this is a story that we need to go with.
<You know? laughs> I ain't saying it like that. I'm saying, you know, that's real, but it's a real world, though. It's a real world that we live in that people hide up under. You know what I'm saying? It is actually happening. So, not saying everybody got to be doing it. I mean, the guy, he's got his own corporation and stuff like that. So, that's not saying that all black people are you know, doing that stuff, slinging dope and all stuff like that. It's just showing what the real world is. In the ghetto, that's just what they do. Some of them do that. But not everybody do it. So,
it's got different elements in this. A whole lot of, especially when you get further into it. By the time we're just on page 38 of the whole 1,000-page. That I wrote on the first book. Only on, and like I'm saying, when y'all get to about 400, y'all be going, what? What?
Right.
Now you got me. Now I need the whole book. Now, that's when you're going to be mad. Like my sister is mad already, going, I need the whole book.
You might say, wait a minute, hold up. But I mean, I'm just saying, if it came to life, you know, you can actually see it in action. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the things that's going down.
But I thank y'all. I don't know when we're going to come to this again because right now I'm booked up to the end of next month.
That's awesome.
I'm
going to
leave y'all with a Wayman Tisdale song.
Okay.
Wayman, he did jazz, but on this one, this is off the funk album. He sung on these cuts. Sung, talk noise, talk-ish, whatever you want to call it. This is off the funk album. The song is called If You Really Want to Know, and this song is kind of hot. And again, I thank Double Impact for being on, Brother Ant, Marvin for being on. We'll
thank
talk
you
to y'all next
me.
Week. We got another show next week, Ant.
Okay.
That's
for
cool.
Real.
Cool.
Here's Wayman Tisdale, If You Really Want to Know, on ATAZP.
Hey, y'all, it's Way. What's happening? Oh, I have to clear my throat because I got a few things to say before I get started with this record. You know what I'm saying? First thing I want to say is, what's up to all you funkers out there? I want y'all to know the funk is still alive. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, wind me up and all that stuff and read to y'all. All you bobbers, all you toe tappers, all you love laughing. Yeah, but we gonna come back with a little bit different twist. You know what I'm saying? I got my own little twist to the thing. Oh, I got the plan. Let me tell you one thing before you go. Don't sit down. No. Don't sit around. Hey, move the chair out the way because, you know, by the end of this record, y'all might want to dance a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Pardon my funk. Bye-bye now.
Yeah. Come on, y'all.
like y'all. Anyway, during my study of funk, F-O-N-K, I found that you have to know the funk so that when you hear the funk, that you know the funk is real. Now, the godfather of soul told me that funk is not always what you play. It's what you don't play that make it funk. You dig? Check it out. Hold it right there. Hold it there. Come on. Oh,